A good moira boy sai. Ah! Dylan is massive. We will see what's this for the guy. Live from Chicago in a hotel somewhere. Today's daf from Noyach, a very geschmack, a gewaltig daf. Thank you for joining us. Hayoim shloisho yomim ba'oimer. Dear Belly, I am sponsoring the shiur because I have tremendous advice. I told it to Rebbe. Rebbe's amigos batoyro. And I'm missing a shiur entire yom. It shows me how much entire yom diwai means to Rebbe. May Rebbe be able to enjoy many more yom toivim with his entire mishpacha for many more years to come. Amen. Your Talmud Mordechai is a positive. Yishu koyach. Joe Shulman, this is all about me today. Rebellion's emotional tears as he finished the shiur in daf 56 reminds me of a speech by Shlomo Kalibach when he introduced the song Hazorim B'dima. Interpreted the meaning by saying we have to group the words Hazorim B'dima Barina. By the way, Mark, I listened to the shiur, so either I'm really slurring and listening, or it's the microphone on this phone.
Do you have battery in your phone?
Yeah, I hope so. I don't know if I have battery or not, but if I don't, we'll find out soon. I just watched the video of your shiur on Boba Metzia 56. You received an effort when you were so tired that you almost had a nervous breakdown. It's a tremendous muster that I wish to take personally. Although you're so tired, you didn't take any easy shortcuts. I explained the concepts at the bottom of 55B in full detail. I've been following that with you since Brochus, the big Yishu Koyach. Please look after your health. Yes, Yishu Koyach. Good morning, Joe Shuman. Yishu Koyach. Great idea from the U.S. Army chaplains and how they keep up with MDY Daf. Oh, yeah, I think it was a picture I forgot to put in there. Dear Ellie, good morning. These two Army chaplains, one who is South Carolina, the other is Connecticut, suggested that the way that they are able to keep up with the Daf is because they are chavrusas and push each other as their jobs in the Army is very challenging, to say the least. They suggested that you start a new initiative called MDY Chavrusas. So I want to tell you a little secret, that part of what I want to do with the money that we raised is do something like this. I had this idea. It's a little bit more involved than chavrusas, but that's the idea. I want to do many, many groups. Within the groups, you can have chavrusas and stuff like that, but just to be touching more people on a personal level. With 20, 25,000 followers, they feel many are just like they are, and many are even living in the same building and don't even know they are so close. Ellie, I can tell you from experience in our smicha program, which is the largest online smicha program in the world, 22 years, have seen that the ones that finish in just a two-year program succeed and finish because they have chavrusas. We do this every day, matching chavrusas, and if you'd like our help or be happy to help an organization, you're wrong with. Our goal is to help MDY grow, and to do this, this could help MDY raise the many more millions it needs to reach a base of 100,000. Correct. We want to reach 100,000. The chaplains also felt that the reason that 6,000 contributed instead of all 20, 25,000, by the way, it's not even 6,000 of MDY because many, many people that contributed are not even from MDY. Or something because they are not connected enough. That's the point. I want to get everybody connected enough. They felt it's almost impossible not to send something, $18, 36. They are truly tuned in and see how much you and the entire MDY puts in 7 days a week, even a dollar. When two people push each other, it will go much further. I follow you and contribute $1,000 to the campaign. This is official Todd from Lakewood, Shkoyach official. He contributed $1,000 to the campaign, besides what I gave before, because without a doubt, it's really an obligation when one spends an hour or more a day with MDY 7 days a week. The 14 to 19,000 that didn't contribute is because our Army chaplains feel is that are not connected as they could be. They had a chavrusa. Okay, so listen, Beis Hashem, if I remember, when I put this whole initiative, I wanted to do something special where all of MDY is connected through Sari Alofim, Sari Meoy, Sari Chamishim. That is the idea. And within that, chavrusas is gewaldig. So maybe I'll schmooze with the chaplains. They know what they're doing. Please give it some thought. And if you'd like our help, please do not hesitate to reach out. P.S. My daughter-in-law, Nee Greenberg, the granddaughter of Reifer from Chicago, told us about your pet shark. She went to school with your daughter in Chicago. Yes, we had a tank of small sharks when we lived in New York, one of the other Mishigasin of mine. My official Todd from Lakewood. Okay. Givaldic. What else do we have? Hey, Rebelli, it's Natan Sultan. I just wanted to share with you that this past Shabbat, Bo Metzia, Dafnun Beis, we had a baby boy. I understood it was a kiss from Hashem because the daf backwards is Ben. I joined Masechta Soita about a year ago. Another 9 months later. LOL. The Masechta is sponsored by Anonymous for the safe and speedy return of all the hostages. Paras HaChodesh, Linich Mezachai, Ben Moishe, Linich Mezachai, Bas Yosef. Paras HaChodesh, Aaron Freeman, it should be his chus to rebellion for the continuous yad shvayim to jitari the Klai Yisroel. Paras HaChodesh, Yosef, Chai Yisroel, for his chusin that come from supporting the Minatoir. Paras HaChodesh, Ben Yom, Roosevelt, for that tzlocha in business and all my endeavors. Paras HaYoyim, for an Elias, Neshama, for Yagat Tzvi, Radin, on his yard side, the third of the Omer, the Farish of the Chesed, which totally embodies Yaakov Tzvi. By Mordechai Sapaznik. Thank you, Mordechai. In honor of Rebellion's Amigos Batoiro, not once missing a shir throughout Yom Tov Shkoyach, art of the month. And now this is chus for an easy childbirth with his daughter and a healthy baby. It almost seems like, you know, like Ezen Eshech has this name that, wow, it's so tough. I believe it's going to be very gishmak. But many times before these tougher prokim and sugyas, the Gemara gives us like a gift, like a couple day break of Gishmak Agadah. So today is day one. We're holding Daf Nun Zayin on the base. Today is Daf Noyach. We're holding two lines from the bottom. Shoy Mechinam Eini Nishba. It says in the Mishnah that when we're talking about Hegdish and we're talking about Karka Shtori Savodim, there is no Ina. And Shomer Chinam, Shomer Socher, they don't pay, they don't swear. So the Gemara has a kasha. One of the four things that you don't, that a Shomer Chinam doesn't have to swear, is for Hegdish. So the way it worked like this, I sat in this room probably 3 years ago. Masechta Shkolim gives me nightmares. I have trauma, literal trauma, I'm not kidding. Because I sat there, had to give two or three shiurim in one day. You know what it is every yontif, but imagine if I think it was three shiur. Imagine if in America there's Shabbos and then 1 day, 2 days. So it's 3 days straight. So that means I have to give three shiurim in a row on Erev Yontif so that in Erev Yisrael the shiurim. Couple that with Masechta Shkolim, which is one of the toughest Masechtas. It was very, very rough to say the least. I sat in this room giving shiurim. So part of Shkolim had this thing. This is not the rough part, and some of it was very easy, interesting. It goes like this. In order that all of Klai Yisrael, every single person, even the people living in Los Angeles, the people living in Tzfat, everybody should have a portion of the carbon tummy that comes every single day. Obviously, you're not going to pay for every single carbon. You're going to give a half a shekel, and that's going to go into a pile. From that pile, we're going to buy a kurbanis. Yeah? So first of all, let's see this. You said that. There's a very good artist. His name is Rabbi Nathan Farber. He used to put out a picture every single daf. I spoke to him. I said, why don't you do some work for MDY? Blah, blah, blah. I want to do my own thing. Halavai, he should just come on board with us and give us some stuff once in a while. Spread his Torah. He's a Rebbe and a Yeshiva, told me, and he works really hard, and this was very hard for him to keep up. Back in the day, he was still knocking them out every day. And here's something that he's done with his art. He's trying to show the different types of shofars. A shofar is a pushka that's in the shape of a shofar, meaning it's wide on the top, narrow on the bottom. And you put the money in there when you come to Beis Hamikdash, you can put for different things. Either Takman Chaditim, Takman Atikim means the old, the new, and there's six pushkis that say Nadava. Okay. There's a pile of money. And from this pile, we take Truma Salishka, we take the Truma, we take an amount right off the top, and whatever's left over is called Shiyari Alishka, and that's from Sethashkala. But the point is that we take from the top and we go and we buy animals. Now, when the Kayan removes from the top, All of Klal Yisrael become partners in that, even those who sent money in and the money didn't arrive yet and the money got lost, etc. They're all partners. So says the Gemara, if a city, they sent their money in with a messenger, but it got stolen on the way or it got lost. If, as you see in this picture, they removed the truma, if it was before they removed the truma, nishbarim lagizbarim, the messenger must swear, make a shvua to the guy in charge of the hegdish. Vimlav. Sorry. Im mishenitra ma truma means if the truma was already taken. Let's go back. Im mishenitra ma truma, the truma was already taken, then you make a shvua to the gizbar. Vimlav. If the truma was not taken yet, nishbarim lebnei ha'ir, they have to swear to the people of the city. Ubnei ha'ir, shayklin. They have to donate the shekel instead. So, nimtu oishachzir maganam. This is not an important to our sugya, but we're continuing that if they found the money or they found the ganam, the new shekel that they donated and the old, it's all kadosh. Unfortunately, you cannot use the new shekel for the following year. It all goes to this year. Problem is that there's a shvua involved there. Why in the world is this a shvua? We just said that when it comes to Hegdish, there is no shvua. I forgot to mention this. When the Gemara was asking the question, the Gemara understood that we're talking about a shoyr mechina. Shoyr mechina. So why does he have to swear? The Gemara says, no, we're not talking about a shoyr mechina, we're talking about a shoyr sachar. And what's going on here? V'nishbayim litos charon. And the reason why they swear is in order to get paid. As the Gemara, ihachi nishbayim legizbarim lebnei irmi bayale. Why are they swearing to the Beis Hamikdash? They should swear to the people that are paying them, to the city people. Says the Gemara, you're right, they do swear to the city people. Omar Rava nishbayim lebnei ha'ir b'mamad gizbarim. They do swear to the people of the city, but in the presence of the gizbar of the Beis Hamikdash. Why? Because the Beis Hamikdash at the end of the day loses. So they're there, they represent. So that the gizbar should not be suspicious of the messenger, that the messenger shouldn't be called a bad guy, a person who was neglectful. He, because of him, the money was lost, stolen. So he swears in front of the gizbar. There's a person who, I don't know if you heard the story, Shlomo. There's a person who lost a lot of money. He saved a lot of money, and he lost all his money, and he fainted. They woke him up, they poured some water on his face, they woke him up, he wakes up, and he said, oh, you lost the money, he goes back. Wake him up again, he realizes he lost his money, faints again. So they go to Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker said, we gotta make a charity campaign for this guy, we gotta raise some money. It's a nebuch. So when he comes to, and he's completely with it, he says, you know, the truth is, I didn't faint because I lost money. I'm not a person that's into money. I fainted because I was so embarrassed that people are going to think that I'm shlamaz, that I don't know how to take care of money. So Reb Chaim Brisker said, oh, for that, that's not a problem. Let me write you a letter that you're not a shlamazel, that you're a good guy. Okay, so we're going to stop the campaign. He says, but Rebbe, what's going to be with the money? You do like money. I hear. But some people, they're concerned that they shouldn't be called a pesheya. But that's the Gemara of Onikna Voishav the Ketana. We're talking about a situation where the money was stolen or lost. And at the end of the day, the paid watcher, he has to pay for stolen and lost stuff. Okay. So the watcher doesn't have to pay for the Gneva. Why? Because it's Hegdish. Agraya immediately lifts it. Why should he make money over here? Why should he get paid? Which reminds me of the Maisa. There's a kid that went onto a bus. And he's crying. So the bus driver says, why are you crying? So he tells the bus driver, I'm crying because I don't have money. I lost my money. So the bus driver says, you know, don't worry about it. I'll pay for you. This kid was very happy. He sat down. Suddenly the bus driver notices he's crying again. So the bus driver says, why are you crying now? And he says, I'm crying now because the bus driver, you didn't give me change. You should have given me change. Change? I put you on the bus for free. What change? Rabbi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us every single day. He gives us life. He gives us oxygen. He gives us, we can see things. We can feel things. We can taste things. We have blood going through our veins. We're alive. For that, we don't say thank you. But when we're missing one thing, when our finger doesn't bend correctly, our knee doesn't work, all of a sudden, oh, that's the change. All of a sudden, yichab. I want change. That's silly. Say thank you for the free bus ride. We're here on this world to feed free bus ride. So this is Shem Sachar also. He's complaining that he's not getting paid. What do you mean you're not getting paid? What I paid you to watch was stolen. It's gone. And you want to get paid? Chutzpah. Says the Gemara. Omer Abba, no. And we actually had this Gemara twice before. But this is the source right here. The Gemara over there was quoting Kidda Omer Abba. Like Rabbi said, no, this is the source. Omer Rabbi Nignevu Belissim Azuyin. This guy that's watching, you paid him to watch, he's an Ebach. It was stolen and it got lost at sea in a storm. So it's not his fault. So you should pay him. Avdu Shatavis Fenas Mayam. There's a list of Mizuyan. He was held up at gunpoint. It's not his fault. Virgin Ramah Ramani, Rib Shimon, he. Since he's responsible, remember we had the Nadava. Nadava is a bear, dive, that is belongs in the zoo. Zoo, only this animal. That's the Enloch Reis. When we say Ariel Lai, it's on me. It's not this particular animal. I, in general, want to bring a animal. And if this animal dies, I'll bring another one. That's a Chrayas. When you have a Chrayas, then you swear on that. There is a Malayan. That's why. The Mishnah Shkolim says, you know why? Because we're talking about a situation where Yichayev Achrayas. Says the Gemara, that's before they removed the Shkolim to buy the Karbanas. Once the Gizbar removes the money, then it becomes hegdish that you're not responsible for. That's it. The gizbar took it. That when they removed the shkalim from the pile, right over here from this pile, then it counts also for those, for that money that was lost, for that was already collected, and that you're gonna collect. Elomer Lazar, another pshat. Shvua Zu, we're going back now. We're not talking about a Shomer Sachar. We're talking about somebody who's not getting paid to watch. Takaras Chachamim, the reason why he swears, we don't want people to look down at Hegdish and say, look, he doesn't have to swear. Nothing happens to him. So it got lost. No. You're going to be very careful. You're going to watch it with all your might. And you're going to have to swear to show that we're serious. Nu Sugya, Noise Sachar, Eid Misham. Not only does a Shemachina not have to swear, but a paid watcher doesn't have to pay when it comes to Karka, Shtaris, Avodim, and Hegdish. Rami Le Rav Yosef, Rechom Le Rav. Rav Yosef asked the question to Rav. It's not. Noisi Sachar, Einu Mishale. Learned in the Mishnah that a Shemachina doesn't have to pay. Virimini, what do we do? It says, Asorcher Sapoyel, Lishmer Sapara, Lishmer Satinoik. We know when a person becomes Tomei, the only way out of it is to get sprinkled with paraduma ashes. You take a paraduma, which is very rare, costs millions of dollars, you burn it on a lot of wood, and you take the ashes of the wood, you mix it with water from a spring, and you sprinkle it on the third day and the seventh day. Now we have to make sure that this Haraduma doesn't do any work. And if it doesn't work, it's possible. So we sit, put a guy there and we make sure we watch it. Not only that, the guy that burns the Haraduma has to be completely tar. So we go through this extreme thing that we take children that were born without any tuma, put them on a stone, a hollowed out stone that has no tuma, and they grow up over there for years without any tuma. And they are the ones that bring the kaya in and help the whole thing in the water. So you look something like this. Let me just see what it is. Oh, now it's in place. Here are the kids at a on a carved out stone. You can see there's this guy in the corner over there watching them. This is what Yoshi did years ago when we're learning Nazir, I think it was. Here's Dr. Factory, has a Ritalin gun, watching these kids that are going out of their minds. They live on a rock for who knows how many years. Want to get out of there already. Lishmor says, Royim, Rabbi says, Mamish and Yonah the Yoimo. When was it? Yesterday. The Oimer. Lishmor says, Royim, to watch the grain that grows, the barley that grows. Have to make sure we have enough for the Oimer so that people could eat the new crop. A noisin lois char Shabbos. So if a guy is watching this worker who works on Shabbos, we don't pay him for Shabbos. You're not allowed to pay for Shabbos. So since he's not getting paid for Shabbos, he's not responsible for Shabbos. But if he's working for a whole week, or he works for a whole month, or he's working for a whole year, for 7 years, there's something called Havlah. Havlah means that I will pay you for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos is included in that. So you can work on Shabbos, but Havlah included in what just happened. All right, so there's a mostly called Havlah. Havlah means that if you work for me for a week, for a month, for a year, so we'll just count Shabbos, we'll throw it in there. It's included. So let's say somebody learns in a koil on Shabbos. He can't get paid for Shabbos, but if he learns there on Friday or once Shabbos, then we'll include it also in that. So, l'ficho ha'charei Shabbos olav. So we're talking about a guy who's watching. He's a soicher. He's a shomer sofer, working for Hegdash, watching the para aduma, watching the children. So it says here that if something happens, he's responsible even on Shabbos. My love, what does it mean he's responsible? L'shalem. No, we just said that in the Mishnah it says Shomer Socher is potter to pay. Why all of a sudden does the Shomer Socher have to pay? So Gemara says, lo, ilav schara. We're talking about whether or not the Shomer Socher could even get paid. Not that he has to pay from his pocket. But let's say he's working for Hegdash. Something happens to the kid. Something happens to the paraduma. He's watching a paraduma that nobody should use it. And somebody came, snuck in there and put 20 pounds on the animal and used it. So now this paraduma is worthless. What happens? The Shomer Socher has to pay from his pocket. It seems like he has to pay from the pocket. Says the Gemara, no, he doesn't have to pay from his own pocket. But he doesn't get paid for that day's work. Loi lahav tzichara. Yihachi, but doesn't fit in well because we said in the beginning, Reisha diktani en achrei Shabbos olam, that if he's only working for Shabbos, it's not his responsibility. So how are you going to explain that? Hachanavi de lahav tzichara is talking about that's not his responsibility, meaning he doesn't get paid. He doesn't get paid anyway because he's only working one day a week on Shabbos. Somebody who works one day a week doesn't get paid for Shabbos. What does it mean? He has no achrayus that he doesn't have to pay, that he doesn't lose his salary. Of course, he doesn't lose his salary because he doesn't have a salary. Ishtik is quiet. Did you have a pshat? Yeah. Bishakarami, are you talking about this case that they did a king in Sudar? They made a deal about it. He said yes. Will be a responsibility no matter what, and that's why he is chayev. There's a concept when it comes to mamonis. You can make any deal in the world you want. And if that's the deal you made, so you're chayev. No, we had Reb Shimon who says that if you are personally responsible for this hekdesh, then there is the concept of a no, that if you overcharge a sixth, you have to give it back. But if you're not responsible, there is no enough. Tani Tana Kamidir Rabbi Yisrael Bar Abba Kachem Shchayev Achrizim Chayev. So we're talking about over here something called Shavuos HaPikadon. Shavuos HaPikadon, if I give you something to watch and you deny it and you swear that you don't have it, and then we find out that you do have it, so you're chayav for it, for the principal, plus 25%, plus a carbon asha. So the Tana said in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba that if you're responsible, then you're chayav in this carbon asha. Why? Shani koyre bohem b'ashem v'kichesh. The question is how to read the pasuk. Here's a simple reading of the pasuk: Nefesh kisechta umal omal b'ashem. Somebody, human being, who sinned and was over a me'ila, and then if you see over there under the word b'ashem, there's a horseshoe. That's an asnachta. That means kama. V'kichesh b'amisoi, and he denies b'pikadon. It's a mistake because he denies the pikadon. So if there's a comma, it would look like this. I just threw in a comma just to show, to emphasize it. It doesn't say it like that, but I threw it in. The horseshoe is a comma. So we're saying, no, take out the comma, and what we read it is without the comma. B'Hashem v'kichesh. That if it's Hashem's, then you're over on this shvua. V'shein echai b'achari yuson potter. But if you're not responsible now, you're potter shani kori ben ba'amisa v'kichesh, then I read it differently. I read it like this. V'kichesh ba'amisa. Like you're supposed to read it. Like we read it. Ma'a b'ashem, period, comma. V'kichesh ba'amisa. That his lying was to his friend, not to Hashem. Or you can read it, ba'ashem v'kichesh. That the lying was to Hashem. Okay. But as the Gemara, Omer lei, klapit laya, ibchem istabra. It's mamash pum faker. The what? If you are chayiv and achrayis, that means that's more like yours, not Hashem's. It became yours. You're responsible. It's not Hashem's. You're taking full responsibility. Not only that, but in the Mishnah says that you don't make a shvu on something that's hegdish. And now we're saying you do make a shvu on something that's Hashem's. What's going on here? Let's just finish this thing and we'll do the sponsors. Hopefully we remember. Ismayo. Oh, it's so strong, your kasha. I should remove it completely. It doesn't make any sense. Omalei loy. Hachikomar. Not the pshat. Until now, we were learning that the only time you're chayiv in a shvu is if it's hegdish. No. You're chayiv shvu on other things. Also on hegdish. That's the word. And how do I know also on hegdish? Because you're chayiv shvu is hegdish. Also on hegdish. Because we have this drasha. Hachikomar. Why this Ramu mibashem mekichesh? Not only in Hegdish, also Hegdish. Why are you Potter? Why Potter? The imit bimamita mekichesh. Because it's a miot. Okay. Boy, it's not easier sugis now. And now in a little bit of a gazeta. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Afa Moichar Sefetorah, Margolis Ubehema, Ein Lamayna. Yehuda says that if you sell Sefetorah, I can upcharge a Sefetorah much more than a six. I can upcharge a Sefetorah $50,000 instead of 100%. What's the shot? Tanya or a sefetorah is so valuable. It has such unbelievable gedusha and value. How can you put a number on it? If I need a sefetorah, I'll pay $1 million to have a sefetorah. That's where Rabbi Yehuda tines. Behemo margolis ein la meino. Why not when it comes to an animal and a valuable jewel? Let's say a woman has an earring. She has a two and a quarter carat diamond earring. So her husband wants to match it to the other one. So he's going to look for 2.25 carat diamond. It's very hard to find. He's willing to up pay for that. Let's say a person has two animals. Or he has an animal. For plowing, he needs to buy a second animal. If he buys a really weak animal, that will ruin a strong animal, says Rashi. A strong animal that plows with a weak animal gets ruined. So he's looking for the same animal with the same amount of horsepower. Chab. Oh! You have to have a guy that says, how many horsepower does this horse have? 2. Okay, 2.2. Gewaldig. Imagine a horse that's 1 horsepower. And we have cars with 500 horsepower. It's crazy. Go 500 times, 500 the power of a horse.
Sponsors.
Oh, yeah, the sponsors. Thank you. Mom just forgot it. Taka. Thanks for the save. Kitten Ovations LLC, in honor of my uncle. Ochan Pressman is Chuzvaki, Sumum, and Fago. Official Mitzvah Motivators, in honor of the Lehman's, responsible for their Talmud learning, and by the Gwersman brothers. What are we already? 32 minutes. The Yartes of our grandfathers, a Chavar Moshe bin Yachmila, a Shalom, and a Rab, that is a Moshe bin Reb Shema, that's so said, oh, this is a story that the Hasidim like to say that happened with the Regina, and the Litvaks like to say that it happened with Reb Chaim Veloshner. And I say that it might not have happened in Bechlal, but it reminded me of Gevaldik Amayz. I haven't said this in a long time. That there was a cheder in Eretz Yisrael that was a Litvish cheder that had Chassidish Rabbein. Chassidish Rabbein. So the principal calls him into the office and says, listen, it's exaggerated. You guys, all your stories about Rebbes, throw in a little bit of the Litvish stories once in a while. The kid comes home and he tells his father, Abba, you told me that you learned in Panovich. And all these years, you never told me that Rav Shach used to give out dollars on Motzei Shabbos. What's Pshat? Okay. The Rebbeim are switching over the stories from the Chassidus Shemaisis to the Litzvah Shemaisis. That was for you, Shlaimi Klein. All right, Zogli Gemara. Hope he's watching Chalamoid. I'm going to get a message right now. Oh, you. Zogli Gemara. Valoi kol adam roitzel. Oh, valoi kol hakol adam roitzel zaku. Everything a person wants to match up this thing to that thing and whatever it is. Not only animals and Sefer Torahs or animals and Margolius. Says Gemara, review the hanichashivelei, these are very important, these are not important. But kama, how much can you upcharge somebody? It's not unlimited. Omar meimar at kedei demeim. Their value. In other words, you're allowed to take up to 100% more, but not more than 100%. So if a typical Sefer Torah today costs, let's say, throw out a number, $100,000, so you're allowed to charge up to $200,000, but not $250,000. $250,000, $210,000 is too much. Tanya, Rabbi Dimim Seir Oimer, Af HaMoicher Sus, if a person sells a horse, besides, and a sword, Bechatito, and armor, B'melchama, in wartime, in Lemoy, no, let's say, I sell here in the war. You're selling the missiles for the what's it called? The what's that system called that knocks down the
Iron Dome
missiles. I can take $1 million. I can take $2 million. That's it. It's a milchama. I can take whatever I want. Or on a more practical thing, a mask in during Corona, the beginning of Corona. How much does a mask cost? $50. Okay, it's $50 for a piece of paper. People were paying crazy money then. Why? Shas Muhammad says like this. This is for life. So the Maisa, where somebody in the Holocaust was very, very hungry. He went to his friend and he said, listen, give me your bread. He says, I'm not giving you my bread. I'm starving. He says, give me half. He says, no, I need it. He says, okay, I'll give you my gold watch. So I thought about it. He says, okay, for gold watch, I'm willing to starve. A few weeks later, when they were
liberated,
thank you. They were liberated. So the guy goes to him. He says, give me back my watch. You fooled me. So you know. He says, no, I sold it to you. So eventually they made it to some rabbi. And the Rav said, there is no enough. Why? Because it's chai nefesh. In the time of the Holocaust, this piece of bread is worth more than the watch. You made a deal, finish. There's no inna on a watch when it comes to chayin nefesh. Oh, which is another maisa. There was a person who had an egg during the Holocaust, and he decided he wants to give to his Rebbe. So he's thinking to himself, how do I give to my Rebbe? My Rebbe won't take it. So he came up with this idea that as they're going to go on this march, they're going to go to the work and the fields over there in the cold, he's going to slip the egg into his pocket. The Rebbe was very, very weak, and he puts his hand in his pocket and he couldn't believe it. There's an egg in his pocket. Takes the egg, eats the egg. Ah, shma. Years later, they're singing in America somewhere, and the guy that slipped the egg into the pocket, he hears the grandson of the Rebbe saying, a moifus of the Rebbe. My grandfather was in Auschwitz, and he was in the march, and he was about to die. He felt like he was going to die. He had no koich, nothing. And he put his hand in his pocket, and you're not going to believe it, Rabbi Yisrael. Eliyo Anovi put an egg in his pocket. He took the egg out, and he ate the egg, and he said, "Mechay nefashos." That's how these mitzvahs happen. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Should I tell you the end of the story? I'm not going to tell you that story. Zok the Mishnah. The Mishnah is sponsored by you, Shlomo Lozarian. You want to say it? What do you say? What are you making me sugar with this old baby business? We could do tshuva right now on the spot. How am I supposed to say it? Nothing?
I remember.
You don't remember. Who donated this? Your friend? It's Kilu. It's very important. I just thought about something that if somebody. Oh, excellent. I just thought about something. We're talking about before about Havla. That if you work on Shabbos, then you have to
include it.
Now, what about the bank? The bank gives you interest. If they pay you interest by the day, that doesn't work in America. They give you by the day or by the month?
By the day.
Might be by the day. So your money is making money on Shabbos. They can't pay you for Shabbos. So what do you do?
Well, a little before. To be blow out with everything else.
Yeah, but it's per day. There's a problem. Moshe talks about it. I'm trying to think where it becomes a real problem that there's no avla. But anyways, the itza was that Moshe says, he says to give it to tzedakah, to give that amount to tzedakah without any recognition whatsoever. You're not going to have any hana from it whatsoever. So you deliver a check to MDY. You don't say a word.
You can't use it for your mitzvah?
No. You can't use it for your mitzvah because you're not going to have hana from it. So you take it, it's Char Shabbos.
All these guys in the stock market, all these.
I'm trying to think when it becomes a real problem. Hold on a second, let me think. If everyone is a problem. I think it's a problem. Shabbos is a problem for everybody.
It's if you're short something.
So, all your interest, 12 days of the year, and Yom Tov. Oh, I think the problem is more Yontif, maybe Shabbos of Love, but Yontif Shani's. I don't remember. I have to look it up again. I just remember that he says in that case that you have to give it away to tzedakah without anybody in the world knowing, not a fake anonymous, but like an anonymous. You know what I'm saying? Like a real anonymous. It goes to tzedakah with zero recognition. Okay. Boys, here we go. Beautiful stuff. Says the Heilige Mishnah, just like this is something called stealing from your friend, even worse than that, and as the Gemara is going to say, is insulting your friend with words, hurting your friend. One of these halachas is going into a store and asking for a price when you have no havamina to purchase that object. You don't want to buy it. You're just going in there to figure out how much it costs. You want to get a better deal on Amazon, and you go in there and you ask him how much it costs. That's a nas dvar.
What did I give him?
What are you stealing?
Give the dots. The guy's wasting time on you. He's coming, think he's
gonna. Yeah, he's wasting time on you. But I mean, that's his job. He does that. He shows people. But he's getting all excited. He thinks he's gonna make a sale in a second. And you walk out. Some people do it when they're really hot. They're waiting for a bus in Eretz Yisrael. So right now, it's like it said it broke records, 85-year record right now. Hottest days ever. In Eretz Yisrael, yesterday was the hottest day in 85 years for this tekuva. The guy's waiting for a bus. He knows the bus is coming in 10 minutes. So he walks into the shoe store. He tries out 3 pairs of shoes, makes the guy nuts. Meanwhile, has a schmack air conditioner, and he walks out. Oh, you know, it's in a way gezel. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. You're saying it should be gnevus das. Don't say such a thing. Don't tell about tshuva. You remember what you used to do? You big shake, it's you. Now, I just want to remind Oilam, another Inaz Dvarim is, I told you so. You tell your friend, I told you so, or Inaz Dvarim. I told you that you're going to get this, you're going to have this accident, you're going to lose the money. I told you not to invest in Bitcoin. I told you so. That hurts a person. It doesn't no good over here. Inaz Dvarim. I shouldn't be teaching people this because I'm not so good at this. Says over here, what's the chiddush? Shouldn't tell a ger. Don't tell him, oh, your father says, I gotta show you this picture first. More than the picture. We're talking about a Muslim in the Torah called Inaz Dvar, hurting somebody with words. Zaydi Haman is Mamishak Nachas. Even as the saying, this is in like the Mishnah of Bnei Brak. Wow. A lot of detail there. Okay. So, says the Aryeh Hisharim, that sometimes a person is very shrewd. He wants to hurt a guy's feelings. So what does he say? He says, instead of saying you're a mishuni, he says, how are you zoicha to be where you're at when your grandfather was such a bad guy? When your father is managed to know and whatever, and he's sitting in jail today. How did it come? Like instead of shocking you, Kilo, and people that hear the conversation, they don't say, oh, look, what a bad guy. He's being mean to. But the guy that's receiving it, he understands very well, and it hurts him. So when I saw this, I was reminded some people, a lot of people, they tell me when I go, especially in America, they say, how are you zoicha to give such a shir? So sometimes they mean it seriously. They want to know, like, the serious. Like, wow, how is a guy like you, Balbas, how did he become a magichir? Some of them are like saying, like, you're such a loser. Like, so instead of saying, hey, Eli, you're a loser, so they say, how are you zoicha? How are you zoicha? It's a great way. That's what he says, the Aryeh Hisharim. It could be Yo'ivan Inaz Dvar, and it's like a sarcastic way to insult somebody. Zogdi Gemara, oh, and it says in the passage, Shenemar, Ger Lo Yisoyna, you're not allowed to wrong a Ger. Lo Yisoyna Chatzeno, don't pressure him. Rashi says in the Chumash, you shouldn't steal from him. Which is very interesting that this is what we're learning, Mamish, now, Chalamoy, because the end of the passage is, Ki Ger Me'is and Beretz Yisrael. Tonu Rabbono, Leisoinu, tomorrow we have four psukim, I believe, that are in the Kriyas HaTorah of Pesach. Leisoinu ishes amisoi benazavar makos medaber. It's a mefurish apostle that you're not allowed to insult somebody, not hurt somebody's feeling with words, is in the Torah. It's not in the Rabbanans of the Reis. Benazavar makos medaber. Atoimer benazavar, who told you to benazavar? Oyer benazavar, maybe means don't steal. Shoyer benazavar, it already talks about stealing. So why does it say again? It's not to come to say two lavim. Because if the Torah says twice the same thing, then obviously it's come to say a new halacha. If you put it into a new halacha, it's a new halacha. Unless we can't, then it says that, then it means it's two averus. So in this case, let's learn another halacha from it. Okay, so. Don't remind about tshuva, his bad deeds. Oh, remember, you killed somebody. Your grandfather's a terrible guy. A ger is coming to learn Torah. Oh, you ate so many bad things. You're going to come learn Torah with that disgusting treif of mouth. You're going to learn Torah that came from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a lot of people are over, unfortunately. People are big tzaddikim. They know how to give musr to people. So they see somebody that lost a child, so they come and say, you know why you lost a child? You deserve it. You did some avarice. That's you know as dvarim. A person is sick, is burying his children. Don't say like the friends of Eve told him. If you were clean, if you had no avarice, Hashem wouldn't punish you like this. You cannot say that. This is like the kids do. They call up the pizza place and they order 27 pies for their Rebbe. Or the guy in Beit Shemesh goes to the bakery, he says, hey, you got 1,000 rolls? He says, no, 1,000 rolls, that's way too many. Comes the next day, you got 1,000 rolls? No. Third day comes, you have 1,000 rolls? The guy says, actually, yeah, I see that you come every day, so I baked 1,000 rolls. He said, loser, I don't want 1,000 rolls, just want to know if you have 1,000 rolls. Oh, that's, you know, that's right. So you don't like this one. You think it's more like Gezel. You made him bake 1,000 rolls. The guys are asking for wheat. Don't say go down the block over there. They sell wheat. They're going to knock on the guy's door and they're going to never sold wheat. So what are you doing? We have to think about it. Let's stop for a second. I'm thinking now for myself. Where can it apply in our day-to-day life? You tell a guy, go down the block. You know there's nothing there. Go over there. Go. The tzedakah, that guy, if you go down the block, the guy will give you tzedakah. You know it's not true.
Embarrassing something. Making him feel low about himself.
No, embarrassing is something else. Yeah, some of this is embarrassing, some of it is not. All sorts of things that make a person feel bad.
They look.
Telling a guy that you deserve, that your kids died, that's, I don't know, that's not embarrassing, but that's like really hurting. It's hurting.
Right.
It's hurting somebody. Over here, you're not embarrassing the guy. You go into the store. You pretend you shop around in a store just to get prices. What you could do is, you could go into the store and say, I've done this because I learned this Gemara, so I've done it a few times already. I go into the store, listen, I'm very sorry, I'm not going to buy from you. Could you please tell me how much you charge for this item? If he wants to tell me, he can tell me. But I notify him in the beginning, I'm not buying from you. Stop. You want to do me a favor and tell me a price? Fine. No? Is that okay?
Yeah, he's okay with it. Because you're telling him beforehand.
Telling me before, most of the time they're fine. I don't remember a guy ever resisting, but I want to be open with them. I don't intend to buy. I'm curious. I need to know for something else. I am not buying from you. Da-da-da. You could say that some stores don't really care. It depends on the situation, but let's try to be careful with this. Oh, it's up to you, Mara. Sharia Dabar Mosalalev. These are things that are in the heart. You know why you're saying this to your friend. You're trying to hurt his feelings. Only Hashem knows what's in your heart. So just because the other people around you don't know doesn't mean you're not oyver. That is even actually worse than when people do know. It's worse to insult somebody, hurt somebody with words than to steal from him. When it talks about words, it says you should fear Hashem. And stealing doesn't say you should fear Hashem. When you hurt somebody, it's with it in his body rather than his pocket. You can return money. You can't return bad words. Very famous Gemara. When you make your friend's face white, it's as if you killed him. Omer Lei, Shapir Kaharmer, she's saying beautiful. The Chazina Lei, you see, the Azal Sumka, Vasi Chivra. Person comes in red and walks out white. So Tosis explains, Tosis Deva Maska, the Azal Sumka, Vasi Chivra. Umash Madim Mitchila, you see people turn red. Why do they turn red? I thought they turn white. Lefisha Adamim Misaskim Livra. First, a person turns red in order, and then the blood rushes away, and then he becomes white. That's what it means. Mal ben pnei chaveroi. And that is like killing somebody. Tosfos says, if it's like killing somebody, why is it not from the three, or the it should be the fourth, aveir chamura, there's gila reis, shvichas damim, aveid zara, and mal ben pnei chaveroi barabim. It's embarrassing your friend in public. Why is that not the fourth? So Taisa says, the reason why, because it's not mefurish in the Targum. It's just as chamur, but not specific in the Targum, therefore it's not one of the four. It's not added to the three. So some want to say that la'alach al-ma'is is mamish like killing somebody. And it would be an afkimina. if it's mamish like killing, and this would be very, very far-fetched, well, let's say you know somebody's going to embarrass your friend. Can you take a gun and shoot him and kill him? He's a roidev. You see he's about to kill your friend. He's about to embarrass him, and it's mamish like killing. Kill him first. Maybe there's such a thing. I don't think anybody says that far, but it's really bad.
What about
a
revenge, I think?
Oh.
Why is it plural?
Very good. Shkoyach. The Menish Chai says, thank you. I have it here in my notes on the bottom, but okay. Menish Chai says, why is it called Shkoyach Dom? You like that one, huh? Shlomo was at the Shir in Hebrew, which was first. Shkoyach Dom. He says, it should be Shkoyach Dom. You're spilling his blood. What's Domim? The blood of many. Says the Ben Yishchai, beautiful. Says the Ben Yishchai, when a person embarrasses somebody in public, so that person that became embarrassed, let's say he's embarrassed in shul, in front of the entire shul, tremendous busha, he turned red, white, the whole thing, you killed him. He comes back to shul a month later, and he sees the guy that embarrassed him. He relives the whole trauma all over again. So he was shayfech damim, plural, it happened more than once. Zog the Gemara. Oh, we'll say this later. Over the Abayla, Rabdimi, my Rav, my Zahiri, what are they very careful in? Or Yisrael? Omerle, Bachvuri, Abay, from insulting people. Domer, Chanina, Kol Yordam, Gehenim, Chusim, Shlesha. Three go down to Gehenim besides three. Hakol, so what I thought? Everybody goes to Gehenim. Ela, Ema, Hakol, Yordam, Gehenim, Oilu. Everybody that goes to Gehenim comes up. Chutz Mishloisha, there are three. Shiyar Demei Noilam. They go into Gehenim, they don't come up. Veilohim. Habal Yishish. Somebody's over and Yishish. Hamab Ibnicha, Bahamab Ibnicha, Bahamab. Somebody embarrasses his friend in public. Bahamachan Hashem, Ra, the Chavir, and something that calls his friend a bad name. Mechana Hanimab. But you're embarrassing that person. It says Gemara, Avagav, the Dosh Bebishmei. Even though this person was embarrassed by this hundreds of times. People call him, ah, you mishugana, you this, you that. So you heard it 1,000 times. He's embarrassed 1,000 times. But when you call it, you're the person that goes into Gehenim and doesn't come up. So there's a whole Tosis here about people that go into Gehenim and don't come up, da, 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 the whole thing. But Tosis says at the end a very, very important thing. He says, I think this is very important. And I say this and I'll say it again. I have a very, very close friend who's over a very big Avera. And he went to Rabbanim, he wants to do tshuva. He wanted to do tshuva, and Rabbanim told him that he should learn a lot of Torah, and etc. So here's it for that person, any person who has a guilty conscience. A lot of people, the guilt eats them up and doesn't let them continue with life. So you have to know this Taisis over here. Taisis is all the way at the bottom. V'kulu b'shaloi asa tshuva. The people that go into Gehenim, they'll come up. Those are people that didn't do tshuva. The tshuva ma'elas, the kol davar. Anybody could do tshuva, even for the gimel chamuros, even for killing a human being, you could do tshuva, and it works. There's even a mandama that says in brachas, the bali tshuva gedolin, bal tshuva is greater ma'isam shayin tzadikim la'ilam. You have to remember this: that tshuva works for every single avera, no matter how great the avera is. A boisai, a guten moyed, a great day, a great week. We'll see you tomorrow, but Ezer Hashem is Barach.